I'm about to post my first episode. A little bit of warning. It's rough. I need to post it. It's already, been a few days and other things have happened. So, if I don't post it now, I never will. So, enjoy the first episode of the Auntie Bangtang Podcast.
Hello, hello, annyeong. It's Auntie Bangtang, and this is the first week of March 2018. If you want to know more about me and what you should expect, I refer you to my first little preview. Our first little segment is Important Business. I was going through the Bangtan subreddit from Hope World and list of everything that's happened in the past week. It was a big week for BTS. I mean, since I've started paying attention, every week kind of seems like a big week. But I'd say this was especially big because people have been anticipating it for 3 years. Hope World was released, along with the Daydream music video, which then went on to get 1 million likes in the first 2 hours, 12 million views in the first 24 hours, which is a lot. It was released on iTunes, Spotify, for free on SoundCloud, and also you could just straight up download it. There was a bit of a campaign for people to buy it on Friday rather than Thursday, so that the purchases would go on the next week of the Billboard chart. But despite that, or maybe because of that, I'm not sure, he managed to enter the Billboard chart at number 63 for last week. John Cena once again showed his J-Hope love and tweeted about the album. There was a V-Live as it was going up. I happened to catch it just as I was waking up on the West Coast. I was so excited because it was the first time that I had actually been watching it live. Although I don't know why I thought that the subtitles would be automatic. I don't know what sort of expectation I had, but unfortunately I wasn't able to actually watch it until a day later, when all of the wonderful volunteers, thank you so much for translating things. I'll have to talk about that sometime because I just find it amazing and wonderfully generous. Thank you very much. Then a couple days later, the Airplane music video dropped, and I almost like that one more. The entire Hope World was played on a radio station here in America. That was pretty fun. It was on the top of the iTunes charts in over 70 countries. Time wrote about it, and so did the Grammys, which is kind of exciting. Puma showed the lookbook of what's going to be available. It's going to be available in the US this summer. Hot Topic also did a kind of cool teaser and said they're going to be releasing Wings t-shirts, so I don't know when that's going to happen. And Primark, which I guess is another kind of Hot Topic quality UK department store, also announced that they're going to be selling BTS merchandise, so that's exciting for the international fans. Dispatch Korea has all those awesome high quality photos from when the boys were in LA last year, and they are so beautiful. Suga's birthday was today, or yesterday in Korea, and he sent really high quality meat to 39 orphanages, which is super sweet. Apparently it was a promise he made 3 or 4 years ago to a fan, and there was a fun exchange between Jimin and Suga at 4 a.m. Seoul time. So I don't know what they were doing at 4 a.m. They are working really hard, Seoul accounts, because they didn't go to the Korean Music Awards, they didn't go to the Olympics. Haven't done a lot lately, current. It's all been pre-recorded stuff. And they're not going to the iHeart Music Awards. I am going to the iHeart Music Awards, but I'm still excited about it. It's all in preparation for their comeback, I guess. I've never been a fan during a comeback, so this is kind of exciting for me. Everyone's looking to see what hair color they're gonna have, or I don't know, just everything seems exciting. Steve Aoki and Designer got tattoos this week about Mic Drop and their tour. There's a really funny Run BTS, especially the behind the scenes. They're all smelling each other and Taehyung's in the corner. And then they announced they'll be singing the soundtrack for the Japanese remake of Signal, which I haven't watched the Korean version, but I guess I'll have to add that to my list. And apparently that's a really big deal for the Japanese market. Some other Japanese related news: they released the track list for their Face Yourself album. It's coming out in April. Two of the best tracks, or the outro, is called Crack, and so people on Twitter had a lot of fun with that. And then Wanderung, I'm saying it's wrong, but some German word that means to be lost in a fog and you think you're going straight but you're walking in a circle. So just that concept alone makes it sound like that's going to be an amazing song, is the intro. And Suga's birthday, they did this little video of them bringing him a birthday cake, and you don't really see Suga, he just like has opened the door, and then you can see like J-Hope try to like put his foot out and stop him from immediately shutting it. But you can see a little bit of a floor mat of like a little cat flicking off the camera or flicking off the visitor and saying go away. That sold out like almost immediately, and a lot of people on Twitter have changed their icon to that little cat. And then they reached 13 million followers, which I guess before the whole they blew up in the US thing, they only had 6 or 9 million, someone was saying. So I guess that has bumped up super fast. Oh, and one of the more exciting things, they announced there were descriptions released for a new reality show, or something called Burn the Stage. Get it, BTS, that chronicles their time on the Wings tour. And no, there's no info about like where it's going to be streaming or, you know, when it's going to come out, but the descriptions were appropriately like not controversial, but enticing, appropriately enticing, teasing that there'll be a fight between Jin and Taehyung, and that Jungkook faints. I mean, I think it is going to be a lot more raw, which I think will be very interesting, and we'll obviously be talking about later. And I have lots of thoughts, but this is just supposed to be a brief summary of the week, but as you can see, lots of stuff happened. Anyways, that's all for important business. So I spoke about Hope World, and I just want to talk a little bit, gush a little bit more about it. Okay, I have to admit, at first, I wasn't sure that I liked it. It seemed like there were just too many sounds, and I couldn't follow it, but I definitely found that it was like worming its way into my heart, because as soon as I stopped listening to it, I wanted to listen to it again. So I ended up listening to it, I don't know, almost like 10 or 20 times in a row, like just continuously all day. And it would be because I don't even know why. I don't know. Earworm. Definition of an earworm. Like the whole thing. I would stop listening for a little while and be like, okay, I'm gonna take a break. And then I would just, my heart would be saying, Hangsa. I'd be like, oh God, I gotta listen to that. You know what? Just blanket disclaimer. I don't speak Korean, and no matter how much I practice, every time it comes out of my mouth, just, I know it sounds so bad. So I apologize to all Koreans. I'm trying to learn. But so yes, I'm trying, but I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyways, my favorite song was immediately Airplane. I just loved the chords in it. Maybe actually, I don't even know if I can talk about the album. There is a really good podcast called First Time with BTS on SoundCloud, and those ladies actually know about music, and they talk about Hope World. So I guess I'm gonna put their episode in the show notes and direct you there. I can't say anything about Hope World other than I keep listening to it and I really like it. That Daydream just rips my heart out, because I worry about them a lot. I want them to be happy. I'm he even says in the song he's very happy with his life. Obviously he is, but I want them to be able to fall in love and relax. I worry about them. But I really appreciated how just straightforward he was about how he was feeling, and he was just kind of saying things that everyone wonders or knows, but he was just straight up saying it. Okay, so for the next segment, it's called Pop, as in Pop Mangoseo, which means have you eaten? Or I'm trying to say have you eaten. A lot of people on Twitter joke about how we're being fed content by Big Hit and BTS, and we are fed well. So this is just a segment where I talk about the videos and other content that I have been consuming and enjoying lately. So the big one for this week was obviously Daydream and Airplane. They are beautiful, and like as a unit, you can watch them one right after the other. I definitely like Airplane more. It's so beautiful, and just the whole thing reminds me of like what it feels like to be traveling and in that floating in between space where you just kind of leave your body a little bit, and I don't know how to describe it. But actually, I read this book called The Art of Travel. It's a kind of philosophy book about travel, and I highly recommend it. And I feel like that Airplane music video managed to capture what that book was talking, this philosophy book about travel, pretty well. I think that could be the trailer for that book. So I highly recommend that book and music video, but you've probably already watched it several times. So obviously, we've eaten well. And also there was the J-Hope V-Live, which was really cute. I loved how nervous he was before the album dropped. And I really appreciated that he went through every song. I kind of want to just analyze every lyric, but I'd have to know more Korean. The more I learned about Korean, I realize there's so much context that we're missing when we just have the English translation. You can have a whole seminar probably on BTS lyrics and the translation of them. I also finished Bon Voyage season 2 this week, so not particularly timely, but I super enjoyed it, and I highly recommend if you haven't watched them that you should just pay for them on VLive. It's like, what, $5 or $8? I don't know. Not a lot. And it's a lot of really fun content. I think my favorite moment was when V was like, oh, are those cameras off? He's supposed to be helping Jungkook like wash dishes or something. And he's like, are the cameras off? Okay, I'm gonna go wash my face. And the cameras weren't off and everyone like made fun of him. He's like, oh, you're just gonna leave him? And he's like, well, I don't know. It just made me think that there is a difference between on camera and off camera, and I've just been thinking about that a lot lately, especially since I'm trying to record myself right now, and I'm super self-conscious, and so I just can't imagine how they manage to separate, I don't know, be themselves or look natural but also be careful, and I don't know, it's pretty amazing that they're able to just live. Good job. Just, you're out there doing your thing. Good job, BTS. And then also JBTV, which is a Chicago music show, had an interview and then some live performances that they've released or re-released, I'm not sure, but that's from like a year ago when they were in Chicago, and it's pretty fun. It's like a very different from when they do shows on Korean music shows. It's just like very small stage and it's like very close up, and the interview is super funny because like by the end RM is like completely tired of translating, and so like the boys are like giving these thoughtful answers and he's just like, yeah, he says he likes it after they've been talking for like a minute. So what I would suggest you eat are the music videos, Bon Voyage season 2 and season 1, but I was watching season 2, and the V Live with J-Hope. Yum yum yum. So the next segment is Uri Jip, which means our house in Korean, and I just want to talk a bit about my experience of army life and some good threads. I mostly get my BTS information from searching for BTS on Twitter. I'm not great at using Twitter, so usually I don't know what's going on. Like, people will be upset about something and I have no idea why. So then, if I don't understand what's going on, then I go over to the rbangtan subreddit, which is super well organized, and from this last week there were a couple of good discussions that I recommend. I'll put the links in the show notes. There was a thread on people's favorite real life moments, times when the boys were interacting with people out in the world, so a lot of Bon Voyage season 2 stuff came up in that. Then there was another thing about the people's favorite memes, which I always love because I sometimes need some extra explanation, and also since I haven't been around, it's nice to know what the jokes were. Related to that, there was a Bang Stan thread, people talking about, because I guess that's what the fans were called before they were called ARMY, and people talking about what it was like to be a fan early on, so that was kind of nice. Then there were a couple cool threads about how BTS has affected your fashion, and then this one about body image, it's kind of related to that. I have a lot of thoughts about that and definitely like want to talk about it some other time, but those were really interesting. And then once the information about Burn the Stage came out, there was a interesting thread about people worried about BTS sharing too much personal content, and you know, just, but for the most part, that and the threads about the iHeart Radio Awards, how they're not coming, I think the general consensus was just that they know what they're doing and that we should just trust them, which I appreciated. That was, you know, probably true. Oh yeah, and then there was also an interesting thread on what other members will do when they go into the army. And I guess I didn't really think of that, that it's kind of like a break from being BTS. So when some members are in the army, the other members could, you know, be in a drama or do some solo work. And I guess I'd always kind of thought of it as a negative, like a sad thing. I mean, it is sort of a sad thing. I hear the army service is pretty harsh, and I just really cannot imagine like Jin or Taehyung or Jimin in the army. I think J-Hope would be fine for some reason. But, oh, my heart. Anyways, that maybe it would be an opportunity for the rest of them. So that's Orijip for the week. Do you have any thoughts about ARMY this week, or how do you think we behaved ourselves? We did some cool stuff, trended a lot of hashtags. Anyways, that's Orijip for the week. Okay, next segment, Daebak, Andwe, Chincha. You might have heard of the concept of highs and lows. So this is my version of that, Daebak and Andwe, which means awesome and not awesome. So the Daebak for the week for me was that I was able to convince my sister and a friend of mine to listen to Hope World, and they had some really positive responses. And I don't have, as you know, because I'm talking to you, I don't have anyone to talk to about this. So it's very exciting that I actually had some traction on, you know, maybe someone else will go to a concert with me someday. Ooh. Anyways, my other Daebak was I made this worksheet for learning serendipity. I posted it on the Bangtan subreddit, and people really liked it. I got like 125 like upvotes. I was really proud of myself. Also proud for finishing it. You can look for it on the way. I was a little bummed by like the... Well, I'm always a little bummed and stressed by the infighting on Twitter. It makes me not really want to become closer with anybody on Twitter and ARMY, because I just feel like I might get drawn in more. And because I'm susceptible to it, like I'll get upset, I'll worry about people, like I'm very much a big sister, and so I just kind of maybe want to keep some distance so that I don't get all wrapped up in that. But the counterpoint, there's always some sensible people that come in and, you know, monitor the situation, so it seems overall balanced. I think it's probably because I usually don't really know what's going on, so maybe it seems worse than it is. Another Andwe was I had that showing of Daydream and Airplane with my colleague. And for the most part, it was good. They asked, you know, questions. They seemed interested. Funniest question was, oh, are the other members mad that J-Hope did this, went out on his own? I'm like, oh my god, no. Like, they have been pestering him about this for years. Like, obviously not. And they've, like, put off releasing their own songs until, well, I think, releasing his. So, no, they are not mad at all. But there's some younger members of my office, and they giggled when they said Airplane with an Asian accent and her. So I probably won't be doing screenings anymore, just because I know that I'll get upset when people are like disrespectful and racist, and then it's not worth it to fight. Make it awkward with people at work. But I don't know. Well, I'm sure I'll get excited when the comeback happens, so I probably will. And then Chincha, which means like, seriously? Really? Basically just like the whole Hope World thing in general was just like, what? Chincha? Kind of been excited. Yeah, just awesome. Can you imagine working on something for that long and like being really nervous about releasing it, and then it does that well? Like, that's awesome. Good job. Good job, J-Hope. So now it's time for the Hangul Happy Hour. I have really, since I started watching Korean dramas and then got into BTS, I have been really fascinated with Korean as a language. I've learned a lot of languages before, like Swahili, Spanish, French, Urdu, even some Arabic. But Korean has been really interesting just because it's another alphabet, but it's a learnable alphabet. Like, I was able to master it fairly quickly. And the sounds are different. Like, I really have to think about it when I'm trying to pronounce it, as you will see, because I will pronounce everything wrong. But just like the whole concept of words is different, and like, you know, how you make sense of words in a string. And so I thought I would just talk a little bit about Korean, my favorite new words or things I've learned. So for this first episode, I just thought I'd go over the words that I'm using as my segment titles. So we've got pap, which is pap magoseo. Pap means rice, but it's also just used as a general word for food or like, have you eaten? And what's super interesting about Korea and eating, which I think I'll have to talk more about this later because I think it's more extensive than I know now. But basically, Korean War devastated the country. People in the recent memory who actually couldn't eat or didn't have enough to eat, so asking people if they've eaten or talking about eating is just kind of a big part of Korean culture. So a way to show that you care about people is to ask if they've eaten. So pap magoseo. Yeah, and also we are fed very well by BTS. So pap. The other words, urijip, It means our house. Uri means our. Kind of to continue on the concept of Korean culture and the country, their experience, from what I've read, their experience after the Korean War, and just also throughout history, perhaps, there's a sense of belonging and like the Korean culture. So they say our country and our house. It's just kind of a collective mentality. So Uri-je. Then Daebak means just kind of like jackpot or like awesome. Daebak. You'll hear it a lot in Korean dramas. And also BTS says it a lot in Bangtan Bombs. It sounds different when different people say it, like, oh, Daebak. Andway is like, oh my god, no, Andway. It even sounds like you're whining a little bit, but it's kind of dismay. Jincha. You'll hear this one all the time in Bangtan Bombs. Jincha. It means like, really? Seriously? It can be used in a lot of different contexts. So those are the words of the week. Pop, Uri-jip, Daebak, Andway, and Jincha. Hangul Coffee Hour. Next segment, K-drama. So as I've said before, I got interested in Korea because I started watching Korean dramas. My first one was Strong Woman Bongsoon, and I highly recommend it. It's a little wacky, but like in an awesome way. So if you don't get sucked in by that, I can recommend others. But it's like if you can watch that and enjoy it, like you'll like all Korean dramas. Anyways, what I've been just finished last night, and which is particularly relevant to BTS and Burn the Stage, is Shut Up Flower Boy Band. And it's just this coming of age story of a high school rock band. They are all adorable. There's even one from Busan, so it's like get this Jimin vibes from him. Strong Satori. And they just go through their, you know, trying to stay true to their friendship and but also being idols and like dealing with celebrity, you know, a lot of parallels there with Daydream and Hope World. And they're very close and they deal with a lot. They're also gorgeous. Did I say that they were gorgeous? I think I said that. The music is fun. It's not too old, so it doesn't feel too dated. It's just only a couple years old. So I really recommend Shut Up Flower Boy Band. I was watching it on Drama Fever, which you can watch for free. You'll just have commercials. I just went ahead and paid for the subscription because then you can download them. And that's great. And then if you're really into the lead of that, then you can watch I Need Romance 3, which is a little sexier for a Korean drama. There's some kissing. And he looks really great in it. And it's also a Nuna romance. So all those older ladies out there like me, woo, yeah. this weekend, I'm going to the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And I'm going to go all sorts of Korean culture things. So I'll be able to talk about that next. All right. I think that's all I had to talk about, and somebody's home, so I'm gonna stop talking. Keep it secret. Keep it safe. BTS. Goodbye? No, how do I say goodbye? I'll just fade out to Hope World. I'm at the airport at 5 a.m., headed out to Los Angeles for the iHeart Radio Awards, and I just listened to 4 o'clock and Airplane, and they are just absolutely perfect for where I am right now. Oh, so thankful for these songs. So I guess next time you're in the airport, specifically in the early morning, that's what you need to listen to, and all of your anxiety will just melt away.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.